One of the highly recommended surahs to be recited is Surah Al-Tawheed, which is also known as Surah Al-Ikhlas. Basically, as Salah is the process of communication with the Lord, therefore we ought to appreciate the deeper meanings and messages of the surah as we recite it. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I seek the help of God, and I begin the recitation of this surah in His name, because He is the absolute perfect being, and because to Him alone belong all the perfect qualities, and because He is Rahman, whose mercy is universal, and because He is Rahim, whose mercy is continuous and eternal for those who are virtuous and who profess the right faith. Qul, say, Huwa Allah, He is Allah, the absolute perfect being, Ahad, and He is one and only one. That means, because God by nature and by essence is self-existent and self-living, therefore He is unlimited in His essence and qualities, and He is infinite. And anything which is infinite necessarily is only one. There can never ever be two or more infinite, unlimited beings. Every second one or third one will necessarily be lower than the only one. As a simple example, if you can imagine this universe to be unlimited, that means if you were to travel in any direction in the universe as far as technology could allow you, or if you were to visualize and see the furthest points of the universe, we would still not reach its end, theoretically. And therefore, if someone were to ask us, is there a second universe? Our answer would be, but the first universe has not yet ended. Where would the second one start? So also, if we believe God by nature is self-existent and self-living, otherwise He's not a God, and therefore He's unlimited in His essence, in His power, in His knowledge, in His life, in every perfect quality, that would mean that everything other than Him is under Him. It's not equal to Him. Therefore, He alone is one and the only one. Ahad. Allahu Samad. The absolute perfect being. He is the independent one above all needs, because everything other than Him is not self-living. Therefore, it was given life by Him, and therefore it remains in life through Him. Not only that, it acquires all the necessities of life from Him. Everything other than Him, in its essence and its being, in its qualities of life and knowledge and power, in its ability to act, in all these aspects, it needs Him. But He is the independent one. Allahu Samad. Lam yalid. He does not beget or produce children, because He is the unlimited one, and therefore there cannot be a second one to Him. Everything other than Him is under Him, created by Him, and therefore not a God and not a child of God. Walam yulad, neither is He begotten or born from someone else, because He is self-living and therefore unlimited, and therefore there is no God before Him. He was always there, He is always there, and He will remain always there. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. And there is no partner equal to Him in His creation, because He is God who by nature is self-living, and therefore He is unlimited, and therefore He is the only one, and therefore everything other than Him is under Him, created by Him, needy unto Him, given life by Him, and who remains in life by Him, and therefore never an equal to Him. Having completed the recitation of Surah Al-Ikhlas and the pure and profound unity of God has impressed itself on our minds, we then declare Allahu Akbar. God is greater than whatever I can even imagine. Though I know a little of His unity, of His power, of His majesty, of His perfection, but definitely He is beyond what I imagine. He is greater than all my physical and spiritual faculties. Having completed the recitation of Surah Al-Fatiha and the other surah from the Quran, the deep messages of these surahs and the profound meanings of these words will impress our minds and our hearts, and the feelings of God's majesty will flood our senses, and we will spontaneously feel humble and low before Him, and therefore naturally want to bow down in front of Him. And hence the next step in salah is to bow down to the posture of ruku'.